begin our analysis of Siman Shin Chaf Chet in Ora Hayim. We learned a very important law that has to be publicized, that although Shabbat is one of the fundamentals and foundations of Judaism, life overrides even the Shabbat. Although there are certain averot in the Torah that are more important than life. For example, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Ariot, and Shefichut Damim. So there we have to be willing to give up our lives in order not to transgress. However, that is not the case when it comes to Shabbat. And we learned already that if a person, Bar Minan, is in mortal danger, the obligation is to go on Shabbat and save him. It's actually a mitzvah to do that. That's what Hashem wants. And we learned in yesterday's halacha that the one that asks a question in such a case is, God forbid, it's a murderous question, because the delay that it takes him to ask the question can be the difference between life and death. And the one that can ask the question, the rabbi that got asked the question, is guilty also. That means he didn't teach the laws that have to be known. So now the question is, to what extent does the law allow us to suspend Shabbat in the face of Pikuach Nefesh? There's one approach from the Maharam Mirotenburg, as brought down by his student Rosh, that says that the Shabbat is hutra. Hutra means that we are very easily pushing away the Shabbat without any hesitation in the face of Pikuach Nefesh. He compares it to just like the Torah was matir for us to cook on Yom Tov. There's no leniency to cook on Yom Tov. It's not something that, you know, the rabbis gave it to us, you know, bekoshi, with difficulty. It's mutar. One is able to cook on Yom Tov without any hesitation or reservation. It is mutar to cook on Yom Tov. And therefore he says, similarly, even though you have a Shabbat, it is mutar 100% to mehalel the Shabbat, or to suspend the Shabbat in the case of Pikuach Nefesh. However, if one pays close attention to the language of Harambam in the Ilkhot Shabbat, the Rambam is going to be in Perek Bet Melchot Shabbat Alakha Aleph. His Lashon is Shabbat Dechuya Etzel Pikuach Nefesh. Dechuya means that although we suspend the Shabbat, but with reservation, which means we suspend it, but it's not just totally non-existent. It comes with certain limitations. So the question is, do we hold hutra or do we hold dechuya? Again, we'll say some practical differences, but in concept, the practical difference would be, if you say hutra, don't think of anything. Just do whatever you have to do without any hesitation and without any concern about Shabbat. But if you say dechuya, then you have to try to maybe minimize the isur that you're doing, if you could do it in a way that it would only be asur midrabanan or things like that. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, just for reading information, in the beginning of Shin Chaf Chet, goes through three or four paragraphs back and forth. Is it dechuya or is it hutra? He brings proofs either way. Interestingly enough, Menuchat Ahava, Rabbi Moshe Levi in Menuchat Ahava, Chelek Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph, in Halakha Vav, goes back and forth as well on this question. His conclusion is that he believes the consensus is that Shabbat is dechuya. He says that's the opinion of Rishonim, including the Eshkol, the Rashba, the Ra'abad, the Ra'abaya, the Yireim, the Riva, the Or Zarua, the Rikanti, the Ran, the Rambam, as we mentioned. So, based on that, he makes the following rulings. Now, before I give you the rulings that he makes, let's make one thing clear. We're talking about over here where it's not going to take any extra time. Again, if a person is under the gun and the patient, God forbid, is going to die, and because of any of these reservations, God forbid, it's going to endanger the patient, then of course all bets are off, you do what you have to do. Whatever we're going to say now is in the case where either option that you choose will be the same amount of time and will not compromise the patient's situation at all. But since we hold dechuya, which means, and I'm quoting his lashon, bekoshi hitira haTorah lehalel Shabbat letzorech nefesh, that with great reservation the Torah was matir, vechol kama sheefshar lehatzir nefesh beli chilul Shabbat, the more you could save without chilul Shabbat, sarik leshtader lachen. If a person is, let's say, God forbid, has a chole sheyesh bo sakana in his house, or these are doctors, or even Hatzalah members that are involved in this practice over here, whatever they could prepare from Erev Shabbat that they don't have to do on Shabbat, so for sure they should prepare these things Erev Shabbat. V'chen kol ma she'efshar lema'et b'chumrat ha'isur. If you could downgrade the severity of the isur, kegon im efshar le'atzil et nafsho mebeli la'avol al isur Torah. If you could do the same procedure without having to transgress a Torah isur. Or, for example, there's certain shi'urim that the Torah forbids. But if you can do it less than the shi'ur, and therefore turning it into a pahot mishur, which is less regarding the punishment, so therefore that would be advised. V'chein yish torot, sheken, haskamat rov ha'poskim u'vakim, she'shabbat dechuya etzel sakana nefashot, ve'lo hu Torah. So therefore, for example, if you can do it with his left hand, just as quick than with his right hand, the left hand would be a shinui. So that would be better again. But I should quote that he says, "Kol ha'gbalot shenitba'aru b'se'if ha'kodem l'inyan chilul Shabbat l'sur l'pikuha nefesh amrot davka im yesh shahut maspeket l'hatzalat nefesh ha'adam ha'mesukar. Aval im hazman bahul v'tkablut alalu alalot la'akevet ha'tipul b'adam mesukar en l'tchashev b'gbalot halalu umutal la'asot kol chilul Shabbat kifi sheyavo liyado." That's a very important tenai, condition, that this is all talking about where all things are equal, where it's not going to take any extra time. Now, sometimes this option is not going to be available. The only way to save the person, even if you have time, is going to be through making a isu deoraita with the shi'urim and all that. And of course, that's permissible as well. We're talking about where they're both in front of you, either option, all things are the same amount of time, you're not under any pressure of any sort, then clearly, if you hold dechuya, then you have to choose the minimum option to be ma'et isur of the Shabbat.